Hello, beautiful woman, and welcome to our first class in our women's group coaching program. I'm so thrilled to be here with you. I'm really looking forward to beginning this journey with you, and I'm excited to dive into this first class, which is a foundational class. This is really our beginning point together. We're going to be covering some beautiful principles and practices over the next 3 months. We're going to be on a gorgeous journey of coming together to support and nurture and encourage each other. But for now, we're kicking off with our very first class, which really is the beginning point. And as I said, is covering some more foundational kind of principles, which is the beginning point for our journey together. So today's class is about anchoring into yourself and your body. And this is the beginning point because so much of our journey together is about your relationship with yourself. This is what we're going to be focusing on, your relationship with yourself. And the foundation of that is really bringing your focus and awareness back inwards, back into you, and really looking at how you're managing your own energy, how you're supporting yourself through your own emotions, how in tune you are with your own inner voice, how you feel about just being in your own body, in your own energy, in your own self. We're going to be looking at that today in the class. So I have a set of notes up on my screen that I'm going to be using to guide myself through the class and share everything with you that I want to teach. As I mentioned in our welcome video, these classes aren't hugely in depth. I'm giving you more of the surface level of each of the tools and principles and concepts that I want to share. The workbook is then an opportunity for you to go deeper, for you to self-reflect and apply the principles from the class to your own personal situation and get your learnings and insights. And then in the group coaching call, you can bring into that call perhaps the particular parts of that class that are challenging you, that you're struggling with, that you need further support with, or bring personal examples of how you're working through the principles of the class, and then we can have a coaching conversation around it. I can offer you support. You can get some feedback and some guidance from the other women. So we will go deeper through each of the components of the video class, then the workbook, then the coaching call. But let's start with the principles of today's class. So where I want to begin is with this idea of anchoring into your own energy and drawing your focus inwards. Our energy is so important. The way that we manage and hold our own energy, our own sense of self, our own awareness on ourselves. And so often what's happening with many of us as women, because we're so generous and we're such givers, is our energy's going everywhere. Our energy's going into our work, into our families, into our friendships, into our creative projects, into everything that we're doing. And often what women can feel is that they're neglecting themselves and that their energy isn't being held in and reserved for themselves and what's most important to them. And it isn't being held in a way that it can refuel and recharge you. It's actually just going everywhere. And so one of our first starting points is to become aware of how you're using your energy, where your energy's going. And to begin to draw your energy back inwards and your awareness and your focus back inwards, because we are going to be tending to this relationship with yourself. And this relationship with yourself needs your focus. It needs your attention. It needs your awareness. It needs your energy. No relationship can flourish if it's not being prioritized, if there's not energy being put into it. Same with your relationship with yourself. So what I'm going to get you to do, actually as an activity in the workbook is, you know, and some of this might require some self-reflection. You have 2 weeks to work through these principles, but is to really sit with and feel into, where does my energy go? Where is my energy currently going? Where am I investing and putting and externally outputting my energy? That's just something to be aware of, right? And I want you to begin, and we'll do this little exercise too in our coaching call, is just to notice and feel your own energy. Notice and feel that you have an energy field around you. You have energy within you. It is energy that you're investing and outputting and using to create and do and achieve things. And that energy is precious, and that energy can refuel and recharge all the time, but it's a valuable resource. And whatever you're investing your energy into is going to expand and grow. And sometimes we're just letting that energy go everywhere. So the beginning point of our journey together is to become more aware of this, because we want this energy to be invested in things that make you feel good, to be invested in you, to be invested in your own well-being, to be invested in thoughts and actions that nourish and empower you. So imagine, okay, you have this energy vibrating within you. You have an energy field around you. Where is this energy at? This is a beautiful daily practice, actually, to just spend a few minutes just like becoming aware of your own energy. Where is my energy at today? Does my energy feel calm, settled, grounded, centered? Does it feel scattered? Does it feel overwhelmed? Does it feel frenetic? Does it feel reactive? And where is my energy right now? What am I putting my energy into? And as a beginning point, I want you to imagine, we're going to do this just as a little exercise now, and I want you to keep practicing this moving forward. I want you to start to imagine you can pull your energy back in from all of the places that you're investing it. And this might be a beautiful morning practice. With the power of your breath, imagine you can pull your energy back in. You know, and you might be investing your energy into beautiful things, your family, your children, your relationship. Beautiful, that's wonderful. But the one place that your energy needs to be invested the most and more than anything else that's important is you. Is you. And I would love to encourage you every day to be imagining you're pulling all your energy back into you, wrapping it up in a bubble of white light. This is my energy reserved for me, for things that make me feel good. So we're just going to start looking at this as a beginning point. Where is your energy going? How does your energy feel on a daily basis? And how do you want to feel? I know for me, even I'm feeling it right now, when I'm in a good space, I feel whole. I feel powerful. I feel like my energy is mine. It is being used for me. I am consciously directing it in a way that feels good to me. And I'm consciously investing it in things that feel good to me. And I'm taking it out of things that deplete me, which moves me on to my next point around our energy leaks. Now, I want you to reflect on, when you hear the word energy leak, what does that mean to you? What does an energy leak mean to you? What would it feel like to be leaking energy? I see it almost like as a bucket with holes in it. And we can consciously invest and direct our energy, but we can also unconsciously leak energy and waste our precious energy on things that aren't serving and supporting us. What does an energy leak feel like to you? When you become aware of your own energy, what is it, you know, this is such a valuable gift as a woman, to become aware of energetically how everything feels to us. What does it feel like when something depletes and drains you? When something leaks and takes away your energy in a non, it takes up energy but then doesn't give you anything back in return, or doesn't even create the outcome that you're wanting to experience? You know, this will often be things like worry, worrying about things that haven't even happened, replaying stories of past experiences, worrying about people, trying to analyze what someone might be thinking about us. Fretting about something with your partner that's actually not even an issue at all. Sitting and criticizing and judging yourself when there's actually no need for that whatsoever. When we're literally investing this precious resource of our energy into things that are completely depleting us, draining us, pulling us back, leaving us feeling like disconnected from our power. I want you to become aware of that. What is depleting and draining you? What does it feel like when that's happening? Versus, what does it feel like when something lights you up and feels good? What nourishes you? What replenishes your reserves? What self-care practices? What ways of thinking? What, when you focus on it, what energizes you? What are those things that, what friendships, what relationships? When you put energy in, you get energy back and it feels balanced and nourishing. Now, this is a big part of our gift as a woman, because our ability to feel energy, to be connected to our own energy, is a gift is our inner guidance system. We're going to be talking about intuition later, but it is our inner guidance system that will tell us in every single moment If what we're doing is good for us, if what we're doing is nourishing us, if what we're doing is taking us to where we want to go, if we are being honored in this moment, this is where you'll see issues around self-worth and, you know, am I tolerating and receiving things that are leaving me feeling like crap, but I'm still putting energy into it? Why am I still saying yes when I want to say no? These are big concepts. So I'm going to be dropping them all in now, but this is stuff I want you to keep coming back to over and over the next two weeks. Revisit these principles, self-reflect, become aware. This is why I'm giving you 2 weeks to work on everything and bring this to our coaching calls. So it's our ability to be in our body as a woman, anchored in our own energy system, our own energy field, our own inner guidance, our own awareness of where our energy is at. That is our gift, and that will give us our ability to live in our power. So let's just talk about grounding down into our bodies, ourselves in our present moment and in the present moment. And let's go into this word anchoring. I love this word. The word anchoring and grounding, they're such powerful words. And a woman can't thrive and expand unless she feels anchored and grounded. You know, so many of us are living in a way where we feel very unsafe, fight or flight nervous system, not safe in our bodies, not safe in ourselves, not safe in our own energy. We need to be anchored and grounded if we want to expand. As a woman, our ability to connect with our body, and I'm going to talk about this, our ability to connect with our body is a gift. It is our home. A woman has a relationship with her body in a way that a man does not. The body is a gift of being a woman. It absolutely is. It is a gift of creating life, giving birth to a child. It is a gift of being a sexual being, sexual magnetism and pleasure. It is a gift of being sensual, experiencing the joy of life through the body. It is a gift of being magnetic, the way that a woman can radiate a certain energy through her body, intuitive, the way that we can pick up on information through our body that I don't believe men can in the same way. Such a gift. So our ability to be anchored and grounded, I want you to think about, what does it mean to you to be anchored and grounded? What does being anchored and grounded feel like? And I actually want you to imagine, I like to do this beautiful visualization of, and I'm doing this right now, I've got my shoes off, my feet are on the ground, I'm wiggling my toes on the carpet so I can feel my connection to the floor. And I want you to imagine, now there's numerous ways you can do this, but you want to feel, and this may take time because if you haven't done exercises like this, you might not even be able to feel your feet. So it might be a daily practice for you of beginning to feel your own feet. Be able to draw your attention down from your head into your feet. Do this through your workday. If you can take your shoes off when you're working, like remind yourself through the day, take your shoes off, get your feet on the floor, wiggle your toes, come into your feet, come into your body. Now you can imagine, if you want to imagine an analogy of a tree, tree roots. So imagine almost like your legs are a tree trunk. There are roots pulling down from your feet right down into the center of the earth, anchoring you into Mother Earth because you belong here on Earth. You belong here in your body. You're safe. It's safe for you to be here. Sometimes as women, we need to remind ourselves of that. It is safe for me to be here. It is safe for me to be in my body. I belong. I deserve to be here. Mother Nature or Mother Earth is holding me. I'm safe. I'm being held by the feminine of nature, of this earth. And as a woman, I belong to be, I deserve to be here and I belong here. So feel like that's why nature analogies are so beautiful, because nature is the feminine. Feel like the grounding down of like roots pulling down from your feet, anchoring you into the center of the earth. Another visual I'm getting is like being in the ocean with an anchor. Almost I'm seeing a mermaid now, but like with chains. I mean, this is a little bit of an intense visual, but chains around your feet, like with the anchor of a boat anchor holding you down into the bottom of the ocean. And I'm seeing a mermaid, but she's at ease swimming in the ocean and she's anchored. Now that to me is actually a bit of a limiting visual that I'm seeing for some reason, but it still holds this energy of this solidness of being grounded and anchored. So there's a few things we can do to really anchor and ground ourselves into our bodies in the moment. You know, using an analogy like that, a visual like that, coming into your feet, tree trunks, being grounded down, reminding yourself it's safe to be in your body, I belong here. Using body massage, like touch as a woman is phenomenal. Touching our bodies. You know, whenever I need to get grounded, it's like do a foot massage, get some beautiful oil, massage your legs, massage your hips, massage your belly and your breasts and your arms. Feel your body. It's a beautiful way to get out of your head and use quite strong, a strong massage technique if you need to really get into your body and pull your awareness right down into the body, right down into your feet. A foot bath can be beautiful as well. Close your eyes and just do deep belly breathing. Put your hands over your belly, over your solar plexus, over your sacral chakra, over your heart center. The power of touch, again, is phenomenal for helping to bring our awareness down into other parts of our body besides our mind. So things like that. But just this idea of thinking about what grounds you, what anchors you, what does it mean to be grounded and anchored? Do you have a practice every day that helps ground and anchor you and that helps pull you out of your mind? What helps connect you with your body? Do you have practices every day that will bring you into your body? This morning, I did half an hour of dance, real like into my hips dance, you know, like full my awareness right down on my root chakra and just getting right into that part of my body. That will anchor you in. That will anchor you in more deeply into your body and your hips. Your hips, whoa, such a gift as a woman. You know, for us all to savor and honor our beautiful hips is so important. The other energy center we want to work with here is our heart center, and I touched on that. So we want to get out of our head and connect more deeply with our heart. Now, as a woman, your heart is everything. Women are like, we are the source of love on this planet. Men, yes, are loving beings, absolutely, but I think we're the activators of love, and we will often be activating love in men. We'll be activating that energy in men. We can open a man's heart. A woman has such a gift to do that. We can open many people's hearts, and I want us all to honor our heart as our gift. Now, I've seen this in some of your introductory videos, and I know that as women we struggle a bit with our emotional side, our sensitivity. We don't have a society that says it's safe and okay for you to be emotional. It's safe and okay for you to be sensitive and to feel deeply. We have a society that doesn't value love as an approach. Instead, it's competition, it's aggression, it's power, it's striving. And as women, we're like, hang on, oh, we have these gifts, but these aren't being celebrated in the same way that sometimes the masculine is. It's shifting. But our gift as a woman is our sensitive, loving hearts. It's our ability to bring compassion, kindness, gentleness, inclusivity, I'm hearing compassion over and over. That is a massive gift we have. This collaborative approach, this unity energy versus separation. And I'm wondering, how safe do you feel in being in your own heart? You know, vulnerability, sensitivity. What's your relationship with like with your heart energy at the moment? How connected do you feel to your heart? How trusting do you feel of your heart? Now, when it comes to opening the heart energy, and we'll talk about this a little bit when we get into talking about power, what's happened to many of us with our heart energy is that we have these gigantic heart energies, but maybe perhaps throughout our lives we haven't built a strong enough power center to protect our heart. A power center meaning, do we have firm boundaries? Do we speak our truth? Do we stand up for ourselves? Do we say no when we need to say no? Do we exert our power when we need to protect ourselves? Now, if we don't have that, if we never taught how to do that, we're coming into the world with these gigantic hearts, which is our gift. But at some point along the line, we got hurt. Someone told us we were too emotional or sensitive. Someone took advantage of us. Someone didn't that didn't hold our hearts. We gave them our hearts and they just didn't hold them. You know, someone, I took advantage of them hearing a lot. And then we close down the heart. It's not safe for me to be in my heart. So think about your relationship with your heart. You know, how safe do you feel giving and receiving love, being generous, being vulnerable, being open? And we'll work on that through the course. But I want you to start to commit to building a relationship with your heart, to choose that you want to start to come back into union with your heart, trusting your heart, trusting what you feel. What you feel is your greatest gift as a woman. You can't access your intuition unless you're willing to feel your feelings and trust in what you feel and actually trust what you feel over what you think. We've gone the other way, haven't we? We're relying more on the mind now because we feel more safe up there, more in control, and we're denying what we feel. So how would you describe your heart energy? What does your beautiful, precious heart energy feel like to you? How safe do you feel being in your heart? How safe do you feel living from your heart? How safe do you feel living guided by how you feel? Do you listen to your heart for guidance? Do you trust in your heart's guidance? Do you pay attention to what your heart's telling you? Do you believe that you can trust what your heart's telling you? Was there any time in your life that you followed your heart and you didn't get a positive outcome? Why? Why did that happen? Is it that your heart let you down, or is it just that maybe at some point you ignored your intuition and you stopped listening? I'm opening up big cans of worms here with this content. I'm aware of that. These are all big topics, but I'm just dropping it in and I'm really trusting you're going to have some time to marinate on and feel through these particular concepts. But again, this could be a little morning practice for you of connecting in with your heart, asking your heart how it's feeling, what it wants, where it's at. And we'll talk more about this moving forward, but beginning to live more guided by how you feel. Constantly asking, how do I feel? How does this feel to me? How does this feel to my energy field? How does this feel to my heart? Before you say yes or no, before you commit, before you make a decision, before you choose how you're going to exercise today, before you choose what you're going to eat, before you choose what clothes you're going to put on, before you choose to spend time with that person, how does this feel? To my heart, to my body, to me. How does this feel to me? That is self-honoring. That is to me one of the most beautiful self-honoring things you can do. So I'd love you to encourage you to take that on as a practice. I'm going to skip ahead. I've got a couple of points here, but I'm going to skip ahead to tuning into your feelings and supporting yourself through your emotions. If anyone's gone through my Slow Down and Tuning course, which I know some of you have, or have done work with me before, you know I talk so much around, and I actually asked some of you this on our discovery calls, how do you support yourself through your own emotions? What do you do when you're feeling something? Now, this is where we look at our relationship to ourselves. How do you relate to your own emotions? How do you relate to your emotional side? How do you relate to your own heart? This is something beautiful to look at. And, you know, you may have done this work before because I know some of you are at different stages around this in terms of the amount of work you've done with me, but I really want to encourage you. The next time you feel something strongly, feeling something strongly. You know, this is what I notice with women. We make ourselves wrong for what we feel. We tell ourselves we're feeling too much. We're overreacting. We think we're being ridiculous. We think we're being too sensitive. Now, I want you to begin to look at changing the way you relate to your own emotions and your own feelings. I want you to see them as messengers. This is truly what I feel. Our emotions contain incredible information for us as women. Incredible information. It will tell us when, you know, there's something that we're feeling that we're not paying attention to, something that we need to look at, something that's an old wound that's been triggered, something that needs more love, attention, and care, a need of ours that we're denying, a boundary that we have not honored. Something's out of alignment in our lives. Our emotions and our feelings will always tell us. So I want you to think about how you relate to this emotional side of yourself. And I want to encourage you to begin to honor and love and nurture and be grateful for your emotions because they're communicating to you. What an incredible guidance system you have. So the next time you feel a strong emotion, you might not be able to process it in that moment because maybe you're at work, maybe you're with someone. The next time you have an opportunity, I want you to sit down and create a safe space for yourself. Light some candles, make a cup of tea, play some gentle music. Breathe into your body, find the place where the emotion is and experience it. Pay attention to where it is in your body, notice the sensations. What is this emotion? What am I feeling? Let me hold space for myself to experience this fully because there's something in here for me to see, to understand, to know. And I'm going to honor what I'm feeling right now. And you might want to journal through it. Okay, what got triggered in me? What is this about? What is this bringing up in me? It's irrelevant what triggered it. What is this bringing up in me? What is this showing me that's still unresolved, that still needs more healing, that needs me to pay attention to it, that is a truth that I'm not honoring, that is a change that I need to make, that is a conversation I need to have? There's something in there for you. Your ability to just sit and listen to your precious self, your precious emotions, and honor them will be such a beautiful gift. So I want to encourage you to do that next time something gets triggered in you, and you will uncover beautiful things about yourself. Now, if that is a new process for you, we'll talk about that a little bit more in the group coaching call. And I think you'll find there'll be some women in the call who can share their experiences of that practice, because I know there's women that I've worked with who are already doing beautiful, have made beautiful progress in their ability to nurture themselves through their own emotions. So I think we'll have a nice environment to talk about that further if that's an area that you need more support with, because some of you might. But this really is about, this leads me on to talking about feeling safe in our own bodies. Because so much of the reason many of us as women don't feel safe being in our bodies, sitting in our bodies, being at home in our bodies is because we don't want to feel what's going on in there. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, sometimes it's intense. It's intense to be a woman. It is. And sometimes it's uncomfortable to be in there. The intensity of the emotion we're feeling, the intensity of the noise that's in our mind, the worry, the concern, the fear, whatever's going on. But if we want to live in our power as a woman, we can no longer run from ourselves. We can no longer deny what we're feeling. We can no longer suppress and avoid. We can't distract ourselves from ourselves. This relationship with ourselves has to be prioritized. And that means having the courage to sit in our own discomfort and look at those places where we avoid, we numb out, we distract, we run away. And having the courage to be like, wow, this is uncomfortable, but I'm going to sit with it and be with it, and I'm going to be in my own body. And I'm wondering, how do you feel about sitting and being in your own body, in your own energy field by yourself, sitting with no distraction, sitting and feeling? How do you feel about that? Is that a familiar, comfortable practice? Is that unfamiliar? Is that something you're working on? Is that like, oh my God, I can't think of anything worse. I just want to be on my phone. I just want to eat some food and distract myself. Coming into a space of feeling safe and at home in our body is being willing to open up and accept and embrace everything that's going on in there in that moment, because we believe that it's all valuable and it's all information and it's all a gift. So we need to see our bodies as this beautiful vehicle that we have to move through this life experience. Without this body, we would not be able to experience the pleasure and the joy of life. Everything life has to bring, the contrast of pain and struggle or joy and pleasure. We wouldn't be able to experience any of it without our body. So our body is such a gift for us. Thank you, body, for allowing me to experience this life, these emotions, this world. You are my home. You will carry me through this lifetime. You are a gift for me. You are taking care of me every single day. You are communicating to me every single day. Thank you. Now, I know this isn't easy work, but let's just start here with, I'm willing to learn how to sit in my body, to be in my body, to feel and experience everything my body has for me in this moment, and to listen. Body, what are you trying to tell me today? Body, where are you trying to show me that I need to practice more unconditional love here? I need to be more accepting of you. I need to be kinder to you. I need to deepen my relationship with you. I need to learn how to be more present to you. So that's something I'd love to encourage you as well. And that's where this doing this feeling work and this emotional work and this grounding work, it allows us to be in the body and feel safe being in a space of discomfort and embracing and accepting whatever's going on for us in this moment. All right, my love. So I can see, I'm just looking at the time. This class is going to run longer than 30 minutes. It's our first class. It was always going to, but I hope you're enjoying this class so far. I've just got a few more pieces of things I want to share with you. This is a class you will revisit over and over and over. Watch this numerous times. I'm also just noticing my video stopping and starting a little bit, so I'm hoping that that doesn't bother you too much. I might need to clean up my computer to free up some space because my video program is struggling a little bit here. Just notice what I'm doing here. What I'm finding as I'm running this class is my work. I'm constantly wiggling my toes to stay anchored in the moment. I'm breathing into my heart space and my belly to stay in my body. I'm feeling the words. I'm feeling the energy in my body, and I'm letting that energy move through me as I'm communicating. This is our gift and power as a woman. Like, I can feel the energy in my solar plexus as I'm talking. All right. Where am I up to in my notes? You know, and this is a feminine approach as well. This is how we balance feminine and masculine. I have here structure of notes, but the flow of the femme. I'm also just letting this class unfold how it needs to. This is a beautiful example of balancing structure and the unknown and flow and feeling, right? I'm just letting whatever wants to come out, come out. So let's talk about your inner voice and your intuitive feelings. This is my final little component here. Got a couple of other things as well. When we talk about coming into our heart energy, as I was saying before, coming into our body, your intuition communicates through your body sensations, through your gut instinct. When do you last remember having a gut instinct about something? What does that gut knowing feel like to you? What is that instinctive yes? Or that instinctive no. Again, as women, this is our divine power, our ability to tune into that and know, and not even need to have a reason why. And your ability actually to live in this way, where you can make decisions that you don't need to be able to justify or have make logical sense, you just do it because you feel it and you know. I'm doing this because it feels right. I'm doing this because it's what I feel to do. I don't need to put any further story or explanation on that. That's our intuitive wisdom, right? Now, your inner voice may not be a voice at all. It might be a physical sensation. So I want you to think about how this intuition, when you really come into your body, this feeling, how does it communicate to you as a feeling, as a knowing, as a sensation, as a voice? When do you last remember feeling that and following that? What allowed you to trust in that? What allows you and what helps you trust in that feeling? Trust in your own feelings. Trust in your own knowing. What helps you do that? This inner voice we want to reach for is the voice of love. Again, it's coming from our heart. It's coming from a space of unconditional love, of a loving, guiding voice. Always leading us and guiding us towards what is right for us. And our ability to trust in that is our ability to live in our power. Now, if you're ever hearing a voice of fear, lack, limitation, judgment, criticism, powerlessness, that is not your true inner voice. That is learnt programming. That is wounding. That is stuff you picked up throughout your human experience. It's not the truth. And I want you to look at, when you hear that voice, remember it's not the truth. It may be coming from deep within you, but it's not your true inner voice. Your true inner voice is always coming from love. It's coming from your heart. It's coming from a part of you that adores you, that believes you are whole and complete, that is unconditionally loving and accepting of you. And that's the voice we want to guide our lives. And a woman can't live in her power unless she's listening to that voice. A woman can't live in her power if she is tearing herself down at every corner. She can't. So we have to reach for and have practices that allow us to find the voice of love, to come into our hearts and ask, what would love say to me in this moment? What would my unconditional loving inner cheerleader say to me? What would my higher wisdom say to me? If I fully loved and supported myself and believed in myself in this moment, what would I do? If I was whole and complete and worthy and deserving, what would I do? How would I speak to myself? If I fully loved myself, how would I speak to myself? And we've got to reach for that. That is our work. Just like it's an energy leak when you are investing energy in that voice that is tearing you down. And our work as women is to say, no, I am no longer going to put my energy into that voice. I am no longer going to tear myself down. I am no longer going to give airtime to that voice that tells me I'm not good enough. No, I love myself too much. I deserve to be spoken to in a much better way than that. And I will not tolerate that type of self-talk from myself because I love myself and I'm a queen and I'm a goddess and I deserve to be spoken to in that way. And I'm going to learn how to do that. It may be completely unfamiliar to me, but I'm committed to learning how to love and support myself and speak to myself in the way that I truly deserve to be spoken to. So I want you to think about, you know, something you want to do, you know, something you want to step into. Where have you been giving way too much power to a limiting, doubtful, fear-based, negative voice? Where have you been letting that voice run the show? What guidance does your true, loving, heart-driven, empowered, authentic voice, that voice that comes from the source of who you truly are, the love of your unconditional, generous heart, what does that voice have to say? And I want you to have a practice for reaching for that voice and only listening to what that voice says. And this is where we come into self-trust, because a lot of us don't trust at this stage that loving inner voice is the truth. We don't believe it. We don't trust even that we can think and feel that way about ourselves or speak to ourselves. We don't trust what we feel. We don't trust our gut instinct. So self-trust, this is our power as a woman, trusting in what you feel and taking a leap and making a risk and just going for it because of how you feel, because of what you know. Honoring what you feel, even if other people don't like it, other people disagree, other people won't like the boundary that you put in place, other people won't like the difficult conversation that you got to have, other people won't like the decision that you want to make. No. I love and honor myself so much that I'm no longer willing to tolerate things that don't make me feel good. I'm no longer willing to put myself in situations that deplete me and drain me. I'm no longer willing to give my energy to things that are not giving back to me in the way that I deserve. Like, whoo, fierce. Yeah? I love myself so much that I will have the difficult conversation, that I will make the hard decision, that I will stand up for myself in this situation. So the first step, and that's all the stuff I've been talking about, is we have to know what our truth is. This is our practice of coming inwards and discerning and really feeling for, how do I feel about this? How does this feel to me? What is my intuition saying? What is my heart saying? Then I love myself enough that I will act on that. It's not enough to just know it. What is the action I now need to take? What love-driven action that will declare and show the love I have for myself and what I deserve and what I'm worthy of? I don't expect you to master this right now, but I'm dropping it in because this is our work through this course. And self-trust is the courage to trust in that feeling, even if you don't have any proof it's going to work out, or, you know, there's maybe going to be some negative consequences, losing money, losing someone's approval, whatever it is. We're going to work on this a lot more as we come into our power. So, being a divinely empowered woman means we are living in tune with ourselves. We are guided. We know we're guided and supported. We know we have powerful intuition. We know what we want. We know what we need. We know what we feel. And then we love and honor and support ourselves so much that we will stand up for that. We will act on that. We will show up for that. And we will speak that. This is our foundation. How are you relating to you and supporting yourself? Ooh, I just got shivers up the back of my neck. All right, final little piece here that I want to mention, because I said I'd talk about this, was just our self-connection and self-care. So some of you might have already done a lot of work around self-connection and self-care, and you might be in a beautiful space around this, but I really want you to think about, what does self-connection mean to you? Where do you and how do you disconnect from yourself? This ties into what I was saying earlier around where your energy and your focus is constantly outwards. Where are you disconnecting from yourself, disconnecting from your feelings, disconnecting from your intuition? Where are you not paying attention to your own wants and needs? Where are you ignoring your own wants and needs and putting the wants and needs of others first? What would it look like, and what does it look like to reconnect with you? What helps you feel reconnected with you? What helps you come back into being able to hear and feel what you want and need, what your intuition is telling you? What helps you feel recharged, refueled, nurtured, loved, taken care of, the way you would with someone else that you love and care about? This big, beautiful heart energy, we need to direct it onto you. It can't just be leaked and given away into everyone else. Whew, we got to hold it in for you. So I believe self-care, the way I see self-care, is it is a fluid, alive, ever-changing, constantly moving process. Self-care is not rigid. Self-care is not like, great, I'm going to tick off my list of things I need to do for myself today. No. Self-care is a moment-to-moment practice of being tuned into yourself, how you're feeling, what you're wanting and what you're needing in every single moment. Constant pausing. How does this feel to me? Constant pausing. What's coming up for me right now? Pausing, where's my body at? What do I need? What do I feel to eat? How do I feel to move? How does this situation feel to me? Is this off? Is this wrong? Is this right? What emotions here? Like, that level of attunement to yourself. Now, that might feel like it's going to be a full-time job, but when you're just living really present and in your body, you'll feel it and you'll know it. And it's just looking at those places where you avoid doing that and you disconnect and you numb out and you distract. It's just asking, this is what I believe self-care is, asking your inner feminine self what she needs in any moment to feel safe, loved, and nurtured. And then loving yourself enough that you're going to act on it and you're going to show up for it. I hope you can feel that. I hope you can feel what I'm wanting to communicate to you today. This is just all, there's a lot here, but it's this conversation. I just keep feeling like, pull your energy inwards, become more in tune and attentive to and aware of you and what's going on for you. Bringing your energy in, becoming more self-aware of your emotions, your intuition, your heart energy, your feelings, your self-talk, yeah? And making just maybe a little practice each day that allows you to really bring your awareness in, scan through how you're feeling, ask yourself what you're wanting and needing, practice some self-care based on what you need in that moment, process any emotion that's rising up, feel into your heart and consciously choose some loving, supportive self-talk. As I said, there's a lot here in this class, but re-listen to this, revisit this, work through this at your own pace. Pay attention as you're going through the workbook, which are the sticking points for you, what do you really need support with, and bring it to our group coaching call. And as women, we will all come together and nurture and support each other through what is arising for us. So this is a big class. I knew this one was going to go a little bit longer than 30 minutes, but I hope you've enjoyed this class, and I'm sending you lots of love. I'm so grateful to be on this journey with you, and I will talk to you in our second class in a couple of weeks' time. Lots of love. Bye.